11-year-old Capri Potter picks up her bow and takes aim. Capri says without archery, she'd probably read or watch TV at home.
Mr. Haas was my old gym teacher, and I've taken archery from him before, and it was really, really fun.
The archery students share the Zontakini gym with the wrestling team. Each archer shoots 5 arrows before heading home. 6 years ago, instructors Dick Fagnan and Dave Haas trained together in the National Archery in the Schools program. After they retired, they started teaching archery after school. Fagnant says, in December, 63 students signed up for the class, which is capped at 40 people.
So you have children who may not be successful in football or basketball, but by golly, their eye-hand coordination are really, really keen. And what happens is that they find success here, and so it's an opportunity for them to expand their horizons in an activity that they'll enjoy for perhaps the rest of their lives.
The Juneau After School Coalition grew out of community concern after federal budget cuts closed the local Boys and Girls Club in 2009. In 2010, 17 organizations joined together to create after-school programs in Juneau middle schools. Elementary and high school students often have more after-school options. A coalition survey indicated only about half of Juneau middle schoolers had adult supervision after school for up to 2 days a week. Juneau After School Coalition coordinator Betsy Brenneman describes herself as the go-between for instructors and organizations. She organizes funding, helps new instructors as they start up a course, and does all the publicity.
And that's what I've been doing for about a year. And we've really geared up this school year with the new activities. We had to put a lot of things in place, like an office.
The coalition polled students before offering activities to find what subjects would interest them. Brenneman was surprised to find many students wanted cooking classes. She's looking for instructors to teach a cooking class at Floyd Dryden. Schools also offer babysitting training, photography classes, outdoor adventure games, learner's permit preparation, and junior police academy.
Johnson took the dog, but now you have a dead person, and you have all of this chaos. So is that
in a Zontakahini classroom, Lieutenant Chris Sell uses stuffed animals to show students how police came to be a part of society.
Policing rather than tribal or family justice. Okay, so everybody put their animals back in the bag.
14-year-old Catherine Johnson is participating in an after-school program for the first time. She says she'd normally spend the time drawing or studying at home.
I just wanted to keep myself busy and learn a couple new things. I was interested on what the police do and I wanted to learn.
It just has to do with the uniform.
Officer Sarah Heeb watches Sel's presentation from the side of the classroom, occasionally piping in to suggest examples.
We do a lot of hands-on activities because we know we don't want to be sitting there like another classroom during school.
Heeb says the program helps students understand police work. She says students otherwise might only interact with police in stressful situations, such as a car crash.
It gets us into the schools and interacting with the students and letting them know that police officers were approachable, were normal people.
Brenneman says she'll survey students each May to find out what activities might help them become more interested in school.
If it can be something that engages them, that they might find a career even, a mentor, somebody in the community, an adult who they connect with that may spark an interest that gets them more engaged even in school.
Brenneman will track that engagement to an extent she calls cutting edge. She plans to use a student records database to see whether students improve after attending the activities. If there isn't an improvement, she says, okay, we won't do it anymore.
We're pretty sure it will, but we'd like to have somebody, us, figuring that out.
Students don't have to pay to participate. The coalition relies on community groups and individuals for funding. Coalition member Kevin Ritchie says the program needs strong involvement from the school board and assembly. The coalition's raised about $110,000 to date. With help from Annie Bartholomew, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski in Juneau.